For our first story, we have our reporter, Jasmine.
Going through life, we have plenty of questions that don't have easy answers. Some questions are silly.
I always wondered what giraffes would look like without a neck.
But other questions are more serious, like the one that Yuritsa has.
Babies, when they don't make it, like, where do they go? Is it that they don't exist? Or like when mothers have an abortion, like what happens to the baby? Like if they go to heaven or something like that?
Daphne says that the answer depends on a person's religion.
If you're Catholic or anything, most people like that believe in heaven. Some people who are Buddhist or whatever, they believe in afterlife. So in that sense, you could be reborn as anything.
Before we ask what happens after death, Valerie thinks that first we need to define what it means to live.
Scientists say that if you can't eat on your own, breathe on your own, or reproduce or grow or make your own food, you're not alive.
But Daphne thinks that there are more ways to define the word alive.
You could use live as spunky, like with a lot of oomph or something like that, or you can have live as just sit there living, breathing, just there.
As Valerie points out, that's the difference between plants and animals. Dogs, for example, do a lot more than just sit there.
When they're hungry, they'll bark, and like if you put food next to them when they're barking, they'll eat it. And when they have to go outside to use the bathroom, well, my dog, he used to like take the leash and bring it to my dad. But plants, if they have to use the they don't use the bathroom, but if they had to use the bathroom, they can't get up to the bathroom.
Does that mean that animals can go to heaven? For some people, the answer depends on whether or not animals have a soul. But that brings up a much bigger question. What is a soul?
Maybe it's a floating orb of dust. I don't know. Maybe it's just in there.
I think that it's something spiritual that's in you. It's kind of like your conscience, something that helps you make decisions, or I don't really know how to explain it.
I always thought that the soul was part of the heart. It's just a thing I think.
If you have no religion, you're like atheist or whatever, you're obviously not going to believe that you have a soul, because soul is like, it has to do with like religion and stuff. So what is a soul? Like in science we learn our functions in our body systems, but like where's the place for a soul? Is our soul like in our epiglottis or something? Where is our soul? Is it invisible? Is our soul part of our brain? Who knows?
Talking about the existence of a soul also makes Alexis wonder where the universe came from.
There's all these different religions, and they all have their own theory on how the Earth was created. Just because our religion, Catholicism, believes that God made the world, every single part, in 7 days, how would we know if that's true? And whenever subjects like this come up in our religion class debates, our teacher, the only answer he could give us is, oh, it's just a leap of faith that you have to take. But, like, I'm kind of thinking, should I believe the science way, which is really logical and there's only one reason for the Earth? Or, like, religion, which is, like, all these different things and then the leap of faith?
Daphne also wonders what to believe.
What makes no sense is that, how is there God? Like, was God just there? He was there, and then he one day decided, oh, yeah, I'm just going to make a place. We'll put people on it. I'll make a farm. Maybe God was lonely. He decided to make Earth. It doesn't make any sense. Like, science really does have a logical way.
But Valerie cannot understand how the universe came into existence out of nothing. She thinks that if there was a Big Bang, maybe something or someone was there before it.
It can't just make itself. It has to be made. And maybe God made it, and then it made itself.
Who created him then? Everyone says, like, Daphne said he was by himself. But, like, obviously something had to make him.
We don't have the answers to these questions, but we're not sure that our teachers have all the answers either.
If people just accepted everything that the teacher taught them, we would get nowhere. We would just memorize and we probably wouldn't learn. So if we didn't question our religion, we can't just accept it and listen to what everybody else said. Because if everybody did that, there would be like no Catholicism, because nobody would have questioned like their Jewish beliefs or something, and like there wouldn't be all these different religions.
But some people are scared by points of view that are different from their own. That's also why some religious leaders want to ban books like Harry Potter or punish people who read it. Harry Potter contains magic and they find that threatening. I think that they don't understand what people get out of the book.
You have a choice of listening to the book and just reading it. Like, you don't have to be inspired on what they talk about in the book.
Obviously, the book is fictional. And it's not like there aren't tons of other books that are fictional and talk about magic and witchcraft and stuff like that. The message in there is fake and people know that.
Daphne believes that banning books is a violation of personal freedoms.
You're supposed to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You can't do that if somebody tells you you can't read a book because you'll get thrown out because you do that. That's a complete violation of what that is.
One of the reasons I think why the church might want to kick people out just for reading a book or seeing a movie is because they might be scared that if people see the movie or read the book, they might not want to be part of the church. So that's why they kind of want to beat them to the chase and kick them out. But honestly, the church is kind of naive because if they actually had followers who believed in them that much, they wouldn't let a stupid, petty little book or movie corrupt all their beliefs that they've been believing for their whole lives.
Daphne says that the church should trust people to make the right choices about ignoring negative messages.
Just put this out there, maybe that's the reason people turn away from the church, because if you're going to tell them that you can't do a certain thing because the Pope doesn't like it or your priest doesn't like it, people will leave because you shouldn't make rules about something that's supposedly all about faith. If you're going to make rules for it, then it's not faith, it's whether or not you want to listen to the rules.